And then I didn't see her, but I was hearing that. And I saw a veil, a white veil coming to me. And it rolled around me and came into my mouth, and I fell asleep.
Wow.
And so everything became peace and love in my life. So I've got it tattooed on me, and I started the business, and I'm like, we got to call it Peace, Love and Crepes. Like, it got to be like that. That's it. Because she was from Brittany. She taught me crepes. Now I'm making crepes, you know, and it's Byron. It will fit. It's awesome. That's what it should be. So that's the story.
That's so touching. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Thanks.
That's beautiful. And I hope the listeners out there tuned in for that. That's a beautiful story. And thanks for sharing such vulnerability on the show. And that is basically how we roll here, yeah, in the Shire. There's a lot of open-heartedness and willingness to feel and express ourselves. And absolutely it fits, yes.
Yeah, it does.
Totally. Like, and it rolls off the tongue quite nice. And I like your sign as well. You've got like a love heart with lots of colour and the peace emblem there. So congratulations.
Merci.
Yeah, and welcome to the Shire. And I hope you continue to prosper and share that love through what you do, through all that you do, and the people you choose to share that with. Wow. Okay, so that's the reason the crepes are vibing on this love essence.
Yeah.
Is in essence a gift from mama.
That's right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we want to honor your mama. What was her name?
Betty.
Betty, if you are able to tune in, Betty, love to you too. And thank you for bringing this beautiful person to share her gifts in this way here in the Shire.
Mm-hmm.
Opa! We have maybe, you know, let's get the listeners excited. Let's get them on the edge of their seats, whether they're driving or at work or on the pass. It's time to give something away, Cecile. All right. What are you feeling to do, sister? What's the exciting thing that you can offer with love through what you do?
They could come and have a free savory crepe and a sweet one too.
Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say...
How does it sound?
Yeah, of course. It sounds great. I mean, you get two types of crepes. One's going to be the buckwheat, the vegan buckwheat crepe.
Yeah,
and the other one's going to be a flour-based crepe. Can that be modified for someone who's a bit, you know?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so there is a potential to fulfill all
to
the dietary
stuff. To have everything gluten-free, yeah, for
all
sure.
All right, you're awesome. So we got that clear, and that can be redeemed at the New
Brighton's Market or the Artisan every Saturday night.
Or the Artisan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so let's get the number up. This is for current subscribers only. This will be redeemable. Whoever wins can come to you at the market. You'll have their name and you'll be able to say, yeah, high five. It's peace, love and crepes to you. 6680799 is the number to call. Call into the studio as soon as the next music break comes on. And Cecile will share. Who's this artist in the next music segment?
So this is also a very popular French singer. He's also from my generation, yes. Francis Cabrel.
Awesome. So, and this track is one that... what's the background of this track before we go to the break?
So this one is not actually very popular, but I fell in love with it. And whoever knows Francis Cabrel will be happy to know this one.
Great.
It's beautiful.
Awesome.
It's a love story.
6680799 is the number to call. You are in the draw if you can get through for the crepe giveaway from Cecile. And we're playing Francis Cabrel.
Cabrel.
All right. Opa. This is The Billy Show. Sister Brother Elias calling Iyasu.
Je m'appelle Slimane et j'ai 15 ans, je vis chez mes vieux à la Courneuve. J'ai mon CAP délinquant, je suis pas un nul, j'ai fait mes preuves. Dans la bande, c'est moi qui ai le plus grand, sur le bras j'ai tatoué une couleuvre. Je suis pas encore allé en tôle, paraît que c'est à cause de mon âge. Paraît d'ailleurs que c'est pas Byzance, que t'es un peu comme dans une cage. Parce que ici tu crois que c'est drôle, tu crois que la rue c'est les vacances. J'ai rien à gagner, rien à perdre, même pas la vie. Que la mort dans cette vie de merde. J'aime ce qui est cassé, j'aime ce qui est détruit. J'aime surtout tout ce qui vous fait peur. La douleur et la nuit. J'ai mis une annonce dans Libé pour me trouver une gonzesse.
Elle était Elle était... Elle était déjà là bien avant que les camions ne viennent. Elle tournait comme une enfant, une poupée derrière la scène. C'était facile de lui parler, on a échangé quelques mots. Je lui ai donné mon passe pour qu'elle puisse entrer voir le show. Elle s'est assise à côté de moi sur les caisses de bière. Pendant que je mixais le son pour le groupe sur la scène en arrière. Elle les fixait à s'en brûler la peau, moi je la trouvais tellement belle. Après le dernier morceau, le batteur est parti avec elle. Rosie, tout est blanc, tes yeux m'éclairent. De t'avoir eu un instant, j'étais tellement fier. Tout ce qu'il me reste à présent, l'envie de tout foutre en l'air et de recommencer la nuit. Rosie, je suppose j'aurais dû deviner qu'elle venait pour les stars et m'empêcher de l'imaginer dans mes bras plus tard. Depuis tout le temps que j'en tremble, ce soir quand même j'ai compris. Faut pas dire à qui je ressemble, faut dire qui je suis. Rosie, tout est blanc, tes yeux m'éclairent. De t'avoir eu un instant, j'étais tellement fier. Tout ce qu'il me reste à présent, l'envie de tout foutre en l'air et de recommencer la nuit. Recommencer la nuit.
Most easterly station in the nation. Bay FM 99.9.
This is The Billy Show. Welcome. And if you've been tuning in and listening to our beautiful guest, Cecile from Peace, Love and Crepes, we recently announced the giveaway during the last music break. Who was the person singing Cecile?
Francis Cabrel.
Francis Cabrel, and the giveaway was some savoury crepes with buckwheat and some sweet ones of your choice, can be made gluten-free or made to your dietary requirements. And we had a huge response. We had people, the lines were melting hot red, and we have a huge barrel in front of us. So, Cecile, would you like to do a little bit of a... All right. Who are our lucky...
So, the lucky... is Teresa.
Let's have a look. Okay, so Teresa, spelled T-H-E-R-S-A, 5267. This is the subscribing number. If that is you, you have won. And what we will do is have you meet Cecile either at the...
Either at the New Brighton's Market every Tuesday morning, or the Artisan every Saturday night, or she can even come to the Chocolate Lounge in Mullum.
Beautiful.
Every Wednesday, the whole day.
Awesome. So the New Brighton Farmers Market, which is on between 8 and 11 a.m.
Yes.
Tuesday morning.
Yes.
And the Chocolate Lounge is open from
8 a.m. to 5.
That's the Pure Milk Chocolate Lounge in Mullumbimby on which street? That was
Stewart Street.
Stewart Street, or at the Artisan, which is in Byron Bay.
Just at the Railway Park between 4 and 9.
4 and 9. Awesome.
Ilias, I actually picked two. Can I offer another one?
Wow, you gorgeous, generous woman.
Because
absolutely.
It came too, so it needs to be. That's just
I agree
two.
With that. Let's do that.
So I think it's Jan, J-A-N.
Yes, it could be Jan, and subscribing number 4825. You have also won, Jan Yasu. So we're going to do a double giveaway, and same thing goes. So
yeah,
you can redeem it any one of those. Show your face and bring your subscribing number and your whatever.
Just say your name.
Just
that's fine.
Up.
I'll believe you.
Just all right. Well, we've got that done, and that means we've been peace-loving and craping it so much. We've had some French music. We've spoken about the French culture. I love French people and the dedication that seems to come through the food. And thanks for being part of this Shire and sharing your gifts. Let's use this segment to talk about what we can seed moving forward.
Mm.
And I felt during the conversation that we've shared over the last hour that there was a little segment where we touched on sugar and how that affects the culture and patisserie, because it is a pastry art and it's gorgeous to look at. And yet I feel, because I can relate to the work involved, and that's something that I took a huge passion for in my life prior to starting business even, was getting up. I remember in Kubipiti living underground and working in the mines, but coming home and whipping egg whites and making macarons and crème pâtissière and ice cream with crème anglaise. And it was like my world was alive after work more than it was during work because of that. And however, through my own learning of my system and my digestive system and how it affects me, I have learned that some things are so hard to move through my body with grace, that just the love in the pastry is not enough to carry that joy through the whole process of looking, putting it in my mouth, tasting it and digesting with joy and having energy from it. So what is something that we can do as food lovers coming into this next wave of, especially through our local area where it seems to be, there's a huge awareness and about how we interact with our food and reconnecting and being at markets and checking in with a farmer, and how does this affect myself, my family, my baby and future generations? What do you see, and how do you practice what you do?
Yeah, I see a lot of people asking more and more no sugar or less sugar, just a tiny bit of sugar. So there's definitely an awareness on that. And not being a sweet tooth, I totally get it. So I don't usually overload the crepes of sugar or anything. I don't know how we could. I'm French, it's all about butter, cream and gluten and sugar. Like, it's really hard to believe. Even I've tried some raw cakes and stuff, but I don't know. I'm not really the best person to talk about sweets.
Mm.
But we do definitely have to find another way. And it will come. It will come for sure.
Mm.
I'm also looking at maybe, I don't know if it's going to happen, but maybe doing only vegan crepes.
Wow.
Just because I can't, I find it hard to buy all this milk and all those eggs, and just using animals to make some money, it just seems very weird.
Congratulations. Is that because that's how you
but
live?
I don't know. I don't know how long it's going to take me to go there, but it's just saying out loud,
Cecile,
one of my last thoughts.
I feel that you will be a trailblazer if you follow through on that. In